Press 1 to mute.
All right, well, good evening and welcome
unmute.
To tonight's Be Your Best Leadership Call. My name is Josh Clark, and I have the privilege of serving as your Vice President of Sales for North America. And the reason why I have that privilege is because somebody cared enough to share these products with our family now 24 years ago. And I want to thank each and every one of you who have done that just this past week. You've done the same thing that somebody did with our family. You cared enough to step out and share and care and make a difference in somebody's life. And I am confident that the rewards of being a blessing in their life will continue to come back to you in your own life. And I know that they're going to be expressing, many of them will, their appreciation just as I do regularly. I'm so grateful. So, and for those of you who are brand new, thanks to somebody sharing it with you, you're on your first leadership call. Welcome. Glad to have you with us. And we have a very exciting agenda tonight. I have a very I'm very excited about the guest speaker I have with me and a couple of announcements that I get to share with you some very exciting news that we're going to be revealing here on the call tonight. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and jump right in real quick. I've got, before we launch the new tool, I've got some exciting things to share with you. I tell you, speaking of excitement, these are exciting times, aren't they? It seems that everybody is on a high. The energy is incredible from coast to coast and all the way up into Canada. I think what we're seeing is we're all just came out of convention a week ago, and we're all witnessing that the vision that we've all shared together, that we've locked arms together, and we've been working together to make Neolife known, we're beginning to see the fruit of that. And I know we're still in the early stages, but we're in very exciting stages. And again, the evidence of the impact that we're making is already very, very real. And I want to thank all of you for that. You saw the numbers at convention, and you see the number of your team that's already committed and signed up for the next convention in Seattle next year, where we celebrate our 60th. I hope that you're getting as many calls as I am, people in your team and your organization saying, wow, the time is now. It's obvious. It's clear to me. And I want to thank you all for sharing this vision. And again, joining arm in arm as we go out there to end the trend of chronic disease that is plaguing North America. And together, in the process of doing that, we're going to build an army of promoters, and we're going to be able to serve our promoters, build large organizations, and in the process, we're going to become the number one personal growth and development company in the world. And we're going to launch an audio tool tonight to help you toward that end. But first, as I said, we do have some announcements. I'm wanting to get into it. I'm excited, but we have some things to share with you. First of all, speaking of convention, the survey went out just yesterday, and I want to ask you to please take a moment. Please share your feedback with us. You know, I love constructive criticism, you know, because it's positive. It's constructive. You're trying to help us to improve because we're all in this together. And don't hold back from any of us, and certainly not from me. Let me know how I can grow, improve, and better serve each of you, because we've got a tall mission ahead of us, a worthy mission of our, you know, complete devotion, everything we have toward it. So please, please fill out that survey. All right, and then encourage your team to fill it out. And then speaking of convention, I have some exciting news to share with you, because one of the things that I noticed while at convention is that not everybody got a chance to register for convention. Now, we had more, it was exciting, we had more people register for next year's convention than have ever registered, as far as I can tell. Well, yes, absolutely, ever registered in the history of our company in North America. We had more people register for next year's convention, so that's exciting. That's a great accomplishment that you all made happen. Thank you for that. But what I also noticed is that the second day was fast-paced, a lot happening. I've heard many people say the second day was definitely it was all great, but second day was their favorite. But in the midst of all the information and all the speakers, there wasn't a lot of time to be able to go out there and register for convention And as our company grows, we're having to go to bigger venues, and you had to walk a little ways to get to the tables to get those applications. I noticed when I was at dinner, I was only able to walk about two rows, but in those two rows holding the applications, I had lots of people reach out and ask me for convention application forms. And that told me something, that there were a lot of people who didn't get their forms, and I've continued to hear that. And so here's what we're doing. We're listening. We're going to do something that we haven't done before and won't be doing again. Don't see this in the future. Absolutely do not see this in the future. But I think that the situation warrants it. Next time, the goal is to get an application in everybody's hand or a link that they can easily even make it easier to register. So here's what I'm going to do. As soon as the conference call ends tonight, are you ready? The ticket window is going to open. There's an email that will be sent to you that will allow you to register for convention. And if you are at convention, you're going to be able to purchase those tickets at the half off price. I don't want anyone that was at convention missing out on that special price. And if you already bought one ticket, but yet you've got home and your team saying, we want more tickets, well, guess what? You can take advantage of this opportunity to go ahead and purchase four more, max out at five. And if you have other team members who didn't max out, you might want to go ahead and help sell their tickets. Next year is already shaping up to be an unbelievable convention. I'm super excited, can hardly wait. And I want to make sure everybody has a chance to be there. So, this is a great way for you to go ahead and ensure that next year, the 60th anniversary, the biggest celebration in our company's history, we're going to double attendance and make sure that your team is there and that you have enough of those discount tickets, which is way, even full price is well below what it cost us. So, all right, moving along. We have so much to cover. I got to keep moving. Also, want to let you know that don't forget about the special that we have where we're giving away $250,000 plus of free product, and that is just for the U.S. Thankfully, Canada did not get affected by some of the shipping, the changes in opening up the additional warehouses and some of the logistic challenges we had in this transition. So thankfully, they were spared that, but in the U.S., we appreciate what you've your patience with us in this transition. And so definitely let your U.S. customers know that if they place a 100 PV order, and even up to five of them, they can even repeat this, but they can get a liquid omega-3 with that order. And then 250 plus PV, you can get a Pro Vitality plus the liquid omega-3. 500 PV, you get the liquid omega-3 plus Pro Vitality plus a NeoLife shake. And then if you do 1,000 PV, you'll get the liquid omega-3, Pro Vitality, NeoLife shake, and Phyto Defense. That's over $200 worth of value right there. So again, you notice with NeoLife, when something doesn't, we pursue excellence, and if something doesn't go the way that we had intended, we want to more than make up for that. And so thank you, and it's our way of saying we appreciate you, and we're partners in this thing together. So go ahead and take advantage of that in the U.S. market. All right, and then the brand new product at convention just over a week ago, I know you all are excited. Sales are flying off the shelf, and already the stories are coming in. It's very exciting to hear, and because there's a very, as you know, very real problem, and every problem has a solution. And so we just sent out, just yesterday, we sent out the video link just to make sure that you and all your customers are getting this, have access to this video link that's on our YouTube channel. Also, under the toolkit in the back office, under business, so you click on tools and business, and it's right there in your back office, and it's the video, and it's also, again, a link in an email that went out yesterday. It's a video by Dr. Diane Clayton explaining the science of the glucose balance. So I hope that you'll share this video, share it far and wide, because there is a major problem, as you know. And in fact, half of all adults in the U.S., and Canada is very close, half of all adults in the U.S. have diabetes or prediabetes. Yes, that shocked me when I heard that. That was reported in Forbes. And then the World Health Organization said that the risk of death for adults with diabetes is 50% higher than for adults without diabetes. In fact, actually, that was the CDC. And medical cost for people with diabetes twice as high. And nearly 422 million people have diabetes around the world. It's the seventh leading cause of death. And this really got my attention. Even when blood glucose levels aren't high enough to warrant diagnosis of diabetes, the risk of cardiovascular diseases rise as blood sugar levels rise. And this really got me when I was serving on health committee as a state legislator, and I served on the diabetes caucus because the state of Georgia was very concerned about the potential to bankrupt healthcare systems as diabetes continues to climb. And diabetes is a major cause of blindness and amputations. So, according to the World Health Organization, we need to do something. So we sent you a toolkit that was also an email. It's come to my attention that some people weren't aware of this. I know I mentioned on the leadership call last week, and apparently it bears repeating, that there is a toolkit full of tools to help you get the word out. This is part of our mission. This is a key part of our mission to end the trend. And so in that toolbox, you're going to find a brochure. It's also downloadable. You can also order it. You're going to find a launch flyer. You're going to find a social promoter guide that's going to show you how to get the word out on this product. And it's going to give you four different avenues. And I don't have time to get into it because you're all on the call because this new tool you want to hear about. Many of you are. But I do want to say this. It's going to have an online social media campaign guide showing you how to do that with images ready for you to post. You're going to start a Did You Know campaign, and you're going to post regularly here for the next 90 days, be posting regularly. And then when people ask, how do we end the trend, we actually included a report. Yes. A report that's educational, informative, and doesn't just sell glucose balance, because that wouldn't be the whole story. The whole story is the importance of diet, eliminating sugary drinks, exercise, joining the fitness weight loss challenge, food supplementation. And somebody asked me just today, one of our key leaders in the market, they said, Josh, who is glucose balance for? Y'all, please pay attention. This is it. I need to answer this question while everybody's on the line. I want to make sure that nobody is unclear. This product is great for everyone, right? Doesn't everybody want to balance glucose levels? It's why it's called glucose balance. So you're going to have a shake for breakfast, and then you'll do the glucose balance for lunch and for dinner. And what a perfect way to make sure that you stay in the glycemic index, that you keep that safe, stable. Because as you heard earlier, I said that even when blood glucose levels aren't high enough to warrant diagnosis of diabetes, the risk of cardiovascular disease rises as blood glucose levels rise. So you definitely want to do that. So anyway, I'm not going to go over the guide anymore. I'm just going to say there are four approaches: social media, a product launch meeting. We have everything you need, from flyers, you name it, phone campaign. We even provide scripts, what to say. And now you're finding that most people want to text instead of talk on the phone. We have a texting campaign, a script. Now you should make that your own. You can adapt it to yourself and your style, but you'll find that the key components of a successful campaign are all there, ready to go. What do you say? Is that what you want? I'm here to work for you. We're trying to provide you tools and resources, but you know what? We can't make you use them, and we can't make you go to the back office and download them, but I will continue to take your feedback, and we'll work hard, the whole team here, to make sure you get the tools that you need. So I hope that that presents some great news for you. Okay, and now let's jump into, before we launch the Product Achievers Club, we got to do that real quick. Wow, time is flying, so many exciting things. But I want to recognize all of you who have gotten into the Achievers Club this past month, 5, 10, and 15. Thank you. That means new club members, new promoters, new upgrades. All of those count toward getting in the Achievers Club, both your personal sponsoring as well as your team sponsoring. So that means everybody in your team that's not a director, that all counts. Thank you. And here we go. Thank you. In other words, thank you for all you've done this past month to share and care and get the word out to get into Achievers Club. So here we go. I want to recognize Bertilla, Siandra, Just an All Achievers Club 10 here first. Shandell and David Thompson, Josie Edmiston, Pat Almert, Jill Smith, Martha Andrade and Sam Lara, Maria Perez, Hector and Maria Chavez, Chad and Janice Johnson, Ramona Gaff, Amanda and Naiden Kovachev, Martha Montalvo and Hernan Aguilar, Maria Teresa, Miguel and Brenda Sea, Silverio and Anna Salinas, Bobby Dumichel, Paul and Kim Christmas, Emily Hengstepper, and the following individuals are Achievers Club 15 and higher. Bob Pearson, Kimberly Aguilar, Patty and Jerry Kinder, Sherry and Ryan Reef, Julia Bowers, Ada and Paula DiJacopo, Rumel and Anderson Buberin, Catherine and Elisha Votberg, and Julie and Jason Bowling. And finally, I must remind you that we are right in the middle, not even halfway yet, through the 90 days of summer, and the leaderboard is updated every day in the back office. All you have to do is log in, scroll down, it's right there. And if you're not in it, notice, go under incentives and encourage you and download the Achievers Club incentive flyer and you'll find out it's not too late to get into the top 20. The prizes are huge, from plaques, certificates that you could frame and put in your office, and towels, and the list, there's tons, look at the flyer, tons of gifts that you're going to get. The top three will get a special Zoom or some kind of online meeting with Jerry Brassfield, as well as a separate one with one of our SAB members. And the top five will get a stop on the In the Trend Tour, bus tour that's kicking off in 2 weeks. So be sure to check all that out. All right, now, with that said, I want to, again, thank everybody in the Achievers Club. Thank you for working hard, and especially our top 20 90 Days of Summer leaderboard. Thank you so much for setting an example. And that leads us, that is the perfect tie-in to what I have to introduce to you tonight. The reason why I get so excited about Achievers Club is because it absolutely embodies everything about this business that is absolutely essential in order to make this mission that we have to end the trend not mere talk, but action. And at the convention, you all said this with me. We all agreed, and we said it together in unison, that together we will build a national and international grassroots campaign big enough to end the trend of chronic disease around the world. And so my job is, I want to do everything I can to support you toward that end with tools, with resources, but you are the most powerful tool as you go out there and meet people and share and care, because the most powerful form of marketing is word of mouth. But when you go out there and start conversations, we recognize that you need some tools, some resources, some audios to help you in explaining it. But one of the challenges that I have seen since I've been here is, like all of you, I am very passionate about the products. Nobody has ever questioned that about me. I don't think anyone on this phone would in any way ever question that is my drive. That's my passion. These products saved my own mother's life 24 years ago, and I have never been able to go anywhere else or do anything else, even when North America, the focus wasn't here and it's on international markets. You know, I couldn't go anywhere else because Neolife had the answer. They had the integrity, they had the science, they had the products that delivered the breakthroughs. But one of the things that we did not have is we have not effectively built, until recent times, and we're all working together to do this, we have not effectively built the army of promoters to go out there and carry out that mission. And when I say an army of promoters, I mean an army of business builders, because you and I are limited. Our impact is limited to the number of hours we have in the day if we're simply going after customers. You can only handle so many customers. You can only service so many customers. So you will only be able to build a certain size business. However, if you and I will be bold about recognizing we have the solution. We have the products. And we know it's not just products. We know we need to teach a message of diet, of exercise. That's why we're giving away hundreds of thousands of dollars in the fitness and the weight loss challenges, because we all know it's absolutely essential that we deliver the full message, like Neolife delivers. Never seen anyone like it. And then deliver products clinically based in nature, backed by science, with real clinical proof behind many of our products, like the USDA, the CDC. We have the products, but we don't have enough people to get the word out. And one of the things that I have just become more and more convicted since I've been here is I need to get bolder. If I believe I have the answer, I need to have, without being reserved, without being shy, I need to be just like when I walked, and some of you have heard me say this, I walked into Fry's Electronics Store, I think it was last year, and as I walked in, there was a sign, a big stainless steel big sign, like I had to walk around it, and it said, "We're hiring." And it caused me to stop and pause. I thought, that's interesting. I'm not looking for a job. I'm here to buy electronics. But I thought, that's interesting. They're bold about this. They're not shy to say, hey, you know what? We're hiring. We're growing. We're expanding. And you know what? There's a lot of people, apparently, that like their products like I do. Now, they're not changing the world or anything. It's just simple electronics, you know, adapters and computers and stuff like that. But they're growing. They're expanding. And they'd rather hire from among their customers. Huh. Wow. And then I thought, I wonder how bold I am. How bold am I to let all of my customers know, because I don't know who may be the next business builder, who may be the next Alan and Nicole Blaine, Louis Smith, Charlie Bolton. I don't know. How dare I judge? How dare I decide that you must use the products for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, 1 month, 2 weeks? Why not give them the option right away and say, hey, our company is growing and expanding. We're looking for promoters, you know, and if not you, who do you know looking for an exciting, rewarding career that wants to join us on a mission to end the trend? And then I thought, too, why are we in this business sometimes shy about making money? Well, yeah, now I get it that we're first and foremost, and this is what I love, we are social entrepreneurs in this business. A social entrepreneur is somebody who wants to change the order, sees a wrong, sees a problem, sees a need, and wants to change the social order of things by using, you know, building a startup, building a business to create change in their community and the world around them, okay? And in the and that's what makes free enterprise and capitalism the most beautiful thing ever in the hands of a social entrepreneur. You are a social entrepreneur. You hold in your hand answers to problems that people are wrestling with, struggling with, pains in their life, and you and I are the solution, and we cannot get it out there unless we go out there and build an army of promoters. I thought about Chick-fil-A. Some of you know Chick-fil-A. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, so my family has had the privilege of getting to know the founder of Chick-fil-A. And some of the family members have had relationships with them, and I got a chance to honor Truett before he passed. But you know, I thought about that business model. Well, I know he started with one store. Our neighbor sold the chicken to him at his first store, but then he maxed out that store, and he could have just stayed right there, or he could have done what he did. Thank God he did what he did. He decided to focus on building leaders. And he does so much. He hosts, while he was alive, he's hosting leadership development conferences, marriage retreats, everything to help build his version of promoters, franchise owners. And I call this the people's franchise. So I want you to help me in welcoming to the call Alan Blaine. Alan Blaine, as you know, last year was number one world team. This year he had the number one world team, and he was number two world team. He had 3 out of 5 top world team in his team. Alan Blaine, are you with us?
I am, Josh. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, and you know, I'm excited. Are you excited about today?
I am fired up. I've been waiting for this day for many, many months. Actually, a couple of years.
I know you have.
I'm excited.
I want to thank you for your encouragement, your support, and your help in making this day come to pass. And I want to ask you, how do you see the need for a business tool to get right focused on, whereas Web Health Talk is focused 95%, I'd say, on the product and 5% on the business? What do you see a need for a tool that comes out and is focused with, of course, it includes the product as well, because you know that's what makes our business so amazing, but that's focused on the business side? Can you elaborate on that and what you see the need?
Yeah, absolutely, Josh. I apologize. I've been listening to the call. I've been listening to you speak and trying to take care of the last minute stuff. We're starting our monthly NeoLife Experience meeting in 5 minutes. And so I think you already covered this. I think I heard you say this, but you know, obviously, as I believe you mentioned, we have to, if we don't get out there and recruit additional people to join our mission and promote this business, then we can have the greatest products in the world like we've had for 59 years, and 59 more years will pass, and still you could walk up and ask 100 people on the street and be, you know, if they've heard of Neolife, and maybe one person will have heard of them. And that obviously is not going to end the trend. So obviously we need a tool to communicate the possibilities involved, or, you know, the exciting possibilities that the business offers, so we can end the trend and get those products in more people's hands. But also, I'm just as excited about, you know, we talk about ending the trend of chronic disease, which is super exciting and important, obviously, but I'm just as excited about all the possibilities and the people I've met over the past many, many years, long before I even got involved in Neolife, that have just as great a financial need as they do a physical need. And being able now to have a resource that can communicate the value of the business that we hold in our hands and offer to others just fires me up. I'm so excited.
Well, can you share with our listeners how you're starting conversations out as you're out and about in the community and how it leads to a tool like we're going to introduce tonight?
Sure, Josh. I've been, you know, ever since we got involved in the business again two years last March, I've been very bold to talk to people about the business, and I have been doing what I'm going to describe for a couple years. The problem with it in the past was I didn't have anything business related to send somebody, or even to invite somebody to if they live local to me. And, so now I'm doing the same thing I've been doing for the last couple years, and just I'm out and I'm about and I'm asking questions and I'm discovering needs, going through that inviting formula we teach. And, I prefer actually to invite to the business than to the product, because quite frankly, it's a whole lot easier and I just enjoy it more. It's just simple. And so I do one of two things. I'll be out and about asking, and I say out and about. I do the same thing on Facebook Messenger, through text, any form of electronic communication, even email. Just did that last night and again this morning on email and Facebook Messenger and out and about. But I do one of two things. I'm either going to ask enough questions of somebody, whether it's a server at a restaurant or like this morning at the coffee shop. I got my morning coffee that I get maybe twice a month, and treat myself to a morning cup of coffee, and I was in there and just asking questions. You know, how long have you worked here? A year. This guy's a young man, maybe early 20s. Where do you envision yourself 5 years from now? Do I think he envisions himself there 5 years from now? Probably not. I thought I knew the answer to that question, but I asked it, and he said no, and, you know, it kind of led to a little conversation and him knowing that I cared about his answers, and I proceeded to just tell him. I asked him, I said, well, you know, the reason why I ask is, you know, my company is expanding, and I'm looking for people, bright people like yourself, talented people like yourself. So I got some compliments in there as well for him. And because I was sincere in what I said. I wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it. And I asked him, do you keep an open mind to, you know, additional to doing something else if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing, and if it could create an additional income for you, you know, potentially equal to or even greater than what you're earning, you know, as a barista, that's something you'd be open to. And his answer was the same answer I get probably 99 out of 100 times, and that's yes, of course. Of course I keep my options open. And in the past, what did I have to send to him? I would have had webhealth.com, thesharenealife.com, and that's what I did. But that, you know, and I won't tell you how I use that, because I have to give an explanation of why I'm sending you a 30-minute, you know, thing that talks very little about the business I just talked to you about. Now we've got a tool that we can send to somebody that everyone's going to get to hear tonight. I'm super excited about in those situations.
And then could you, and by the way, like you said, thank you. Everyone's going to hear it in just a bit. So just hold on. And it's only 21 minutes, this tool. And so you're going to hear it, and it's going to be an interview. It's going to be we're going to give a whole story in this 20 minutes to take them from, you know, how this startup in Silicon Valley is redefining, this 59-year-old company in Silicon Valley is redefining the world of startups and making business ownership accessible to everyone. But before we jump into playing that audio for the first time ever for the Neolife family to hear, could you tell us how would you follow up afterwards? So you're going to ask people, do they keep an open mind to the career opportunities as you're getting to know them, discovering needs, they don't like their job, or maybe they have a great personality and your company's growing, expanding. Actually, I got to ask you one last question. In your previous company, if you had an opening, were you keeping an eye out for talent in your community if you were out and about just like you would in this business?
I absolutely was, and I even go beyond that. I was more than just keeping an eye out. I would put the word out. I would put it out on social media. I would even ask other people to put it out on their social media that we had an opening in the real estate and home building company we had, because I wanted to get into other people's networks. And so that's a great point you bring up. I did that just this morning, asking somebody, you know, who they knew who might be a fit for what I'm looking for as our company's expanding. So there's no reason not to put it out there. Yes, I did, for sure.
So no difference between your $40 million real estate company, multiple companies within that company, I understand, building, property management, all of that, hotels, all that. But there's no difference between that business and this business, except for, tell me if I got this right, that business, I mean, you were CEO of a very nice size company, $40 million, but this business that you're building is way, way bigger. And you do you envision this being far, far bigger, just your size, piece of the pie being far larger than the real estate brokerage you built?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I want to measure my life by impact, not just by dollars earned, although we could talk about dollars earned, and I would agree with that statement as well. But, you know, I was just limited to how much impact I could have in other people's lives with my previous career as a CEO, and very much limited to what I was able to pay employees, you know, the 50 or so employees we had. It was just limited to how much I could afford to pay them. And with this business, the impact that I'm going to be able to have and that we've already been having over the last 2 years is just far, far reaching. And there's absolutely no limit to what people who partner with us can earn in this industry, as you know. And I just think that's the greatest thing. I mean, we're actually incentivized to help people earn more than what I make in this business, which is just,
that's awesome.
It's just the most exciting thing ever.
Let's get into, just in closing here, what would you say to these people? They're going to listen to this tool right now. And afterwards, they may be thinking, okay, so they're going to be ready to, in fact, we're going to tell them as soon as we finish this, we're going to tell them exactly where they can go get it immediately. And so they're going to go share it. In fact, I got a feeling they're going to text it to people, links to it immediately when this call is over. Now, what would you advise that they do after they send the link to that person? What's the follow-up afterwards? What would you ask that prospect?
Well, I'd want to make sure I'm not just sending it to people. I want to make sure that we do the same thing we've been training people and you've been training people to do with ShareNeoLife.com, and make sure, you know, that's why I ask people, are you open to it? Would you want to learn about it? Yes, I would. Okay, great. And then I want to go through the triple opt-in and find out when they'd be able to listen to it, schedule a time to follow up. So once I get to that point, I'm just following up, asking them, same as I do with ShareNeoLife, hey, first, did you get a chance to listen to it? Great. You know, what did you like best about it? You know, why did you like that? What was it about that that caught your eye? You know, just some simple questions to get some feedback, some hopefully positive feedback from them. And, you know, this business isn't it for everyone. And if it's not for them, no problem. We'll move on to 7.4 other billion people on the planet and see who else wants some help. But you know, if they did watch it and they did like what they see, you know, I'm just, you know, asking them where they're at. Are they ready to get started? I'm not feeling the need after them listening to this tool for me to have to give them a bunch of extra information and, you know, get them a PhD in nutrition and get all the questions answered before they start this business. I don't know anybody that built a successful business that figured everything out before they got started. That's one of the great things about this business is you can learn as you go and earn as you go as well. But so I'm just going to be asking them, you know, do they see the value in getting started with the senior manager kit, and which is the best way to get started, and going from there? I don't know if that's answering your question or not,
yeah.
Or if you had more.
Yeah, that's great, Alan. That's fantastic. And by the way, we're going to help, as you know, we're going to help close this for them at the end. We're going to give that person three options, and no thank you is going to be one of the options. You know, we're not in the business of pushing anybody to do anything they don't want to do, far from it, but there are three options. And as you said, we'll ask them which they want, and then if they say they're ready to get interested in getting started, I love what you said, help them start right. Don't don't hold them back from success because you're shy or because you and I don't have the courage to say, start with, here's what I recommend to you. Here's where I started, or here's what I started as soon as I was able to. I bought a senior manager kit. You should too. And help them make an investment and treat it like a business. And I hear you saying that, Alan, and I wholeheartedly agree with you. And the great news for those of you who are listening is if for any reason that person wants more information, as Alan said, don't let the information trail become an excuse for you not to go ahead and close them and ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not interested, 10 being ready to get started. Where are you? Great. What would it take to get you from a 3 to a 10? And then, you know, a lot of times it's just a question or two they'll have and help them get started right then. If they want more information on the products, or they say, you know what, I'm not interested in option 1 to build, you know, start a people, what we call the people's franchise, interested in using the products, great. If they say they need, let me help you get started. Here's what can I tell you what I'd recommend? Great. Breakfast pack. Any reason, scale of 1 to 10, where are you at? You ready to get started? 100% money back guarantee, right? But if they want more information, you have Web Health Talk ready to go. Great. If I were to send you a link to a video that will go into more depth explaining the products, will you watch it? Great. When will you have a chance? Follow the exact same formula. Triple opt-in. Great. Yes. When will you? Great. I'll follow up with you maybe as soon as 30 minutes. Alan, would you agree with somebody's out in the trenches building every day? I think we're on the same page. Is that right?
Yep. I 100% agree. And I love that 1 to 10 scale that you shared. I mean, I don't use it every time. It depends on the situation, but I love it. 10 being you're ready to get started today, 1 being you have no interest at all. Another way I've used it before is 10 being you're ready to get started with the best business kit, you know, the senior manager kit, and 1 being you just want to start as a product user. Where do you see yourself on that scale? There's another way to use it.
That's a great way of saying it. I like that. I've never heard that before. Well, Alan, anything in closing? I know we're excited to play the tool for them, let them hear it. Anything else you'd say?
No, I would just say, well, yes. I guess the answer is no and yes. Yes, yes and yes. Have a lot of conversations. I get this tool in a lot of people's hands, and I have no doubt there's going to be some great results that come out of it. I'm super excited, and I just want to thank you and Kendra and the rest of the team for making it happen. Josh, thank you.
Alan, and thank you for your help, and thank you very much for joining me on the call today. All right, folks, well, there's about two quick things I want to mention. Then we're going to start the audio in just a moment. One is, he talked about how he's starting conversations, and if you're brand new, you might be saying, well, gosh, he's CEO of a company. You know, he's obviously invested in personal development, invested in himself through the years. I'm not quite that confident in starting conversations. Okay, great. I got great news for you. This is very important because it just plugs into this tool perfectly. We already have a script for you. It's already laid out in the script. It's the last script in the book, The Sincere Compliment. In fact, the last two scripts in the Getting Started Guide, which you can download in the back office, perfectly parlay into this tool. Perfectly. And I'm going to tell you the last script, I have used it thousands of times. And as Alan said, when you ask people, do you keep an open mind to other career opportunities, and you've already listened, asked some questions, it could even be your waiter that you happen to have a sincere compliment for. It's all right here in the script. And that one there only takes, I mean, you can do it really quick. And again, if you see somebody you're impressed just with what you see on the surface, you know, their personality, their energy, their diligence, whatever it is, you could then ask them, like Alan said, do you keep an open mind to other career opportunities? And then they say, great, yes, follow the script. It's important. You need to be in a hurry. Don't explain everything on the spot. People are more drawn to people who are in a hurry. Let the tool do the work for you. Let the tool do the explaining. Follow the script. It's written right there. It says, look, I'm in a hurry, got to run, but I work with an international company. You can add that if you want, or you can leave it out. It's up to you. Don't give more than this, though. Work with an international company in the health and wellness industry for over 50 years, actually 60 coming up now. We're rolling out a premier wellness club, or we've rolled out a premier wellness club across North America. We're looking for quality individuals that are, you know, list the compliment, hardworking, great personality, whatever. If I gave you a link to a podcast, would you listen to it and just follow up with you and see what you thought? You see what you liked best. It's that simple, but follow it. One of the biggest things I see new people do is they go, yeah, 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 just like I did through the years, got it. And not just new people, even seasoned people, and they're introduced to something new. It's easy to think, got it. But make sure that you study the script and then tailor it to yourself, but follow the formula. And if you do that, I'm telling you, it works. I've used it. It's my favorite line that I use. It's the very last script, but the second to last also is a very popular one as well. Ties in perfectly to the tool. Last thing I want to say is this. The tool is a audio. Now, I built a lot of my business using audio tools. Many of you did. Now, CDs are kind of out now. But guess what's not? Everybody has a smartphone today. And on that smartphone is the ability to download an app. And most people, every iPhone, every single one has a podcast app. Every Android is just a click or two away from a free app to listen to a podcast. And you can send them this link via text. It's so easy. It's also a perfect excuse to get their cell phone. Like magic. Amazing. I just did it. I've done it in the last 24 hours. A lot of you have. It's that easy. If I were to send you a link, will you watch it? Great. Hey, give me your cell phone. Let me send it to you. Where was that this morning? At the gas station. Is that right? I'd like to stay sharp so that I'm not talking theory, but actually in practice. So I don't have a lot of time for follow-up now because I work for all of you, but I keep on sharpening my skills and getting out there, and it just works. Ask them for their phone number. Send them the link to this. Here's the beautiful thing. You'll only get a short time if it's a video because it takes all of their focus. And audio, a podcast they'll listen to on the way to work. They'll listen to it while they're working out. Lots of opportunities to listen to this audio. So it's very effective, and audios have been the most powerful tool that I've witnessed. There's multiple ways to build a business, but this audio is 21 minutes. It's shorter than most podcasts, and so that's the delivery. And a podcast also is still new enough that a lot of people are like, really, podcast? Interesting. What's that? Okay, I'll text the link to you. It's that simple. You see what I'm saying? It's kind of cutting edge. Some of you are like, oh, yeah, I've known podcasts for years. Many of you are like, podcast? Wow, that's new. It's still very cutting edge. So, all right, we're also going to have, I'll tell you another way to get this link to the audio as soon as it's over. So are you ready? Without further ado, let's jump right in and listen to the audio. So I'm going to ask our operator, will you roll it, please?
Hello, and welcome to today's Be Your Best podcast on redefining the world of startups. My name is Tabitha, and I have the privilege of introducing your host for this show, Josh Clark. Josh is a successful entrepreneur, former state legislator, and currently the vice president of sales for Neolife International, a global company here in the Silicon Valley that is literally redefining the world of business startups. He's currently married to his childhood sweetheart, and together they have 6 children. Josh began his career as a social entrepreneur at the age of 18 in the health sciences field, where he built a successful international business. He later went on to found a real estate investing and management firm. Then, at the age of 30, he ran and was elected to public office as a state legislator, or perhaps better known as a state congressman. His desire was to impact health policy and make entrepreneurship more accessible to everyone. He served on the Committee of Health and Human Services, Small Business Development and Job Creation, and the Diabetes Caucus, among others. After 2 terms in office, he walked away from an unopposed 3rd term to tackle a challenge that, as he puts it in his own words, quote, can only be solved through a grassroots movement in the private sector. So without further ado, I give you Josh Clark.
Well, thank you, Tabitha. I'd like to welcome everyone to the show, and I'm very excited about today's agenda. We're going to be talking about a company that is literally redefining the world of startups here in Silicon Valley by helping people of all walks of life start their own businesses. How, you ask? By removing some of the very real challenges that often stand in the way between those who either dream of owning their own business or those who already do but know there has to be a better way. Towards the end of the show, I'll be interviewing an entrepreneur who in just the past 2 years has created incredible success with the startup that we'll be discussing over the next few minutes. But first, let me ask you, have you ever wondered what it would be like to own your own business with complete time freedom, doing something you love and are passionate about? What if you could create success and have a career that was truly impacting and changing lives in a very positive way, while at the same time, imagine this, you're enjoying virtually unlimited growth and income potential. Does it sound just too good to be true? Perhaps you think financial freedom, time freedom, and being a part of a meaningful cause are only for a lucky few. Well, I'm going to ask you to keep an open mind over the next few minutes, because I think you may discover, as many others have, that these dreams are well within your reach. Now, I realize that there are some very real challenges placing the American dream of business ownership out of the reach of far too many. In fact, according to Bloomberg, we know that 80% of businesses fail within the first 18 months. And Inc. magazine was quoted as saying 96% of all businesses fail within 10 years. Well, there are many reasons for this. According to a recent study looking into why startups failed, they discovered the top two reasons were, number one, they weren't targeting a true market need. In fact, it was an overwhelming 42% that failed to deliver a product that people truly needed and wanted. Number two was insufficient capital, which not only causes startups to fail, but too often, it causes people to avoid even considering starting a business in the first place. But what if you could avoid these two challenges and start what I refer to as the people's franchise? Well, the good news is you can. Let me introduce you to Neolife, a 60-year-old international company in the health sciences field based right here in Silicon Valley. It's attracting a lot of attention from both the scientific community as well as entrepreneurs who are being drawn to this company's brilliant, timely, and even strategic expansion across North American market. The Neolife startup overcomes the first challenge, which was lack of true market need, by providing solutions to one of the very biggest problems plaguing North America today. And what is that? Chronic diseases. Before we discuss Neolife's solution, let's briefly discuss the problem. The chronic disease epidemic in North America continues to spiral out of control, even though spending on healthcare is at an all-time high. In fact, get this, the World Health Organization and the CDC predict that by 2020, 3 out of 4 deaths will be caused by chronic diseases. And the problem isn't that we're not getting enough prescription medications, because after all, and this is sad, 70% of the population is on one or more prescription drugs, yet the problem continues to worsen. And the sad part is that these diseases are primarily lifestyle related. That means they're caused by decisions that we're all making, like not exercising, being overweight, being exposed to environmental toxins, and poor diets. Speaking of our diet, Susan Krebs with the National Cancer Institute states that nearly the entire U.S. population consumes a diet that's not on par with even basic recommendations for nutrient intake. And really, none of this is new news, because back in the 1950s, a hospital in Southern California did a nearly 10-year research study resulting in a unique formulation of nutrients that were found to be deficient in our diets. In fact, this product produced incredible results for the patients, so much so that one of the patients that had remarkable health transformation and her husband bought the rights to this formula, which led to the start of this company back in 1958. Over the past 60 years, Neolife went on to create many whole food nutritional breakthroughs in the industry, many of which have been published in peer-reviewed journals around the world. For example, one of our fruit and vegetable products was tested by USDA and CDC researchers and was proven by them to boost people's immunity 37% in just 20 days. Another Neolife product was shown to reduce the inflammatory index by 68% while lowering triglycerides, which we all know is an important heart health indicator. The clinical trial was referenced by Dr. Chu from the National Institute of Health in the New England Journal of Medicine. And I could go on and on regarding the many breakthroughs over the years. But for reasons we don't have time to discuss today, decades ago, the majority of Neolife's resources were shifted towards growth strategies in foreign markets. As a result, we're currently doing business in over 50 countries globally, yet we're virtually unheard of here in North America. I have good news, though, and this really gets me excited, because recently the focus has shifted. As the leadership of our company now has a bold and strategic plan to end the trend of chronic disease right here at home in North America through a grassroots and entrepreneurial initiative. Our strategy is threefold. First, provide free educational resources on the critical role of diet, exercise, and weight management. And second, provide clinically proven health products to fill these major nutritional gaps that exist in our diet. Third, use the power of social networking and relationship marketing to build a grassroots movement of concerned citizens and social entrepreneurs large enough to end the trend of chronic disease. We believe that a grassroots movement is the only way to effectively end the trend. And through my own experience in government and working with pharmaceutical companies and serving on the health committees, I became increasingly aware the battle to end the trend of chronic disease wouldn't be won in Washington, D.C. or in state capitals, and certainly not by pharmaceutical companies. In fact, and I think we all know this, pharmaceutical companies are enjoying windfall profits as the chronic disease epidemic continues to spiral out of control because they're strategically focused on, you guessed it, disease management rather than preventing it in the first place. So now you're probably asking, well, what does all this mean to you and me? Well, the beautiful thing about free enterprise, and I love this, is it allows those who recognize the need and provide a real proven solution to not only help a lot of people, but also at the same time reap huge rewards in the marketplace. With chronic disease at an all-time high and the wellness industry growing faster than ever, it's provided a very unique opportunity for those who are choosing to partner with us to carry out this mission. At this time, I'm very excited to introduce to you Alan Blaine. He's a very successful entrepreneur who has recently partnered with us. He and his wife of 25 years, Nicole, started out as a customer and then joined the movement as a social entrepreneur, and they've had incredible success. Alan's business experience has included ownership of several companies, with one of the most recent being a $40 million real estate development company that he both owned and operated as CEO. 2 years ago, while still running the real estate company, he started a home business franchise with Neolife that is now producing over $1 million in annual revenue and led to him resigning his CEO position just a year ago. In the first 18 months, building his Neolife business part-time, he and his wife, Nicole, were able to build a six-figure income level while enjoying, get this, all expense-paid vacations to Hawaii, Cancun, and a breathtaking estate winery in California. And they achieved all of this while homeschooling their six children in a very remote town of only 2,500 in Washington State. Well, Alan, first of all, I want to thank you for taking time from your busy schedules to join us.
Thank you, Josh. It's a privilege to be with you.
Well, Alan, can you share with us and our listeners what led you resigning your position as CEO of a very large, successful company to begin a startup with Neolife?
Sure, Josh. The first reason, I think, really comes down to freedom. You know, as a former business owner, I knew all too well the challenges of traditional business, from things like employee issues, OSHA compliance, licensing, inventory, quality control, and the list goes on. I was making a great income, and my life probably looked great from the outside, but in reality, I was traveling a lot, I was working a lot of hours, feeling a great deal of stress, not being able to spend as much time with my wife and our six children as I desired, and to a certain degree, I felt trapped. I wasn't sure how I would ever live a life of freedom and impact as I desired.
You know, Alan, I don't think you're alone. In fact, I think it's all too common, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate with feeling trapped in their job with limited options and not sure where to go.
I think you're right, Josh. I think there's a huge percentage of the population out there who feel that way, and I feel bad for those that have actually given up hope of a better future, which is why I am really enjoying this business. Nicole and I are constantly coming across people with needs, whether it's financial, health, or people maybe just even looking for a sense of belonging and purpose. And, you know, the method we're using to build this business allows us to deepen and strengthen relationships and offer others hope in some of these ever so important areas of life. A career like this, which is built on helping others, is a great way to build strong, meaningful relationships. In fact, my wife and I were commenting the other day that we've made more friends in the past 2 years of doing this business than I did in the first 43 years of my life. And
wow.
Josh, the other thing is that my previous business, as a CEO, there was a ceiling on how much my employees could earn. But in this business, there's no limit to everyone's income potential. In fact, in this business, I'm actually incentivized to help them build even larger businesses than I have. That's what I call a win-win.
Absolutely. You know, just this past week, I was speaking with two of your joint venture partners, and they were expressing just how grateful they were for the success they've had in this business and how much they've enjoyed partnering with you. But you know, Alan, earlier I mentioned the CB Insights report that showed the number one reason startups failed was a lack of market need. I know these products have filled a very real need in your family over the years. Can you share that story with us?
You bet. They've definitely filled a need. And, you know, I was naturally skeptical at first. But after noticing that I'd been taking the products for some time and I didn't need my 6 cups of coffee just to get through the day anymore, I was impressed, you know. And the best part, though, was how they drastically improved my wife's health 17 years ago. She had struggled with a lot of health challenges and had tried many other nutritional products with no measurable results. When I saw her go from being tired all the time with constant aches and pains, struggling to sleep, dealing with hormonal issues, constant mood swings, exaggerated PMS, and even digestive issues, to becoming a happy, healthy woman as I had married years before, I was excited, to say the least. I am fully convinced now that everyone needs these products. 17 years later, it's so rewarding now to own a business that's actually helping others experience the same results that we've enjoyed all these years as a customer.
Well, I'm curious, Alan, after seeing the value of the product 17 years ago, what held you back all these years from launching a Neolife business sooner?
That's a good question, because back then and all along, we've loved the products. But in reality, the one thing that held me back from jumping into the business was a lack of marketing support and business building systems available here in North America. You know, I could see that the timing just wasn't quite right here. So that being said, I was highly impressed with the company's leadership and their core values, not to mention the company's spotless track record, their commitment to quality, their debt-free financials, and I liked the fact that they owned and operated their own manufacturing facility, something, as you know, that's rarely heard of in this industry.
So I've got to ask you, what changed your perspective 2 years ago that caused you to jump into the business?
Well, that's the exciting part. You know, it all began to change for me when I saw you, actually, walk away from both your successful real estate firm and public office and relocated your family across the country to Silicon Valley to serve as the VP of sales for Neolife. What really got my attention was when I asked you what it took to get you to walk away from everything, only discover that you took the job not even knowing what your salary would be at the time, but that you believe so strongly in the leadership's mission and the direction this company was heading that you jumped on board. This really caused me to take notice, and I knew you well enough over the past couple decades to know that you don't do anything half-hearted and that everything that I saw you set your hand to, you succeeded at. I knew that to take this position, you'd given up a lot financially and career-wise, so there was no doubt in my mind that you believed in this mission. So, you know, after doing my due diligence and meeting with the founder's daughter, Kendra Brassfield, who recently took over the reins as CEO, I was quite impressed. Her passion, her commitment to the North American market was very clear to me. I saw the evidence of her leadership and vision in various things like the company's rebranding, compensation plan enhancements, and marketing tools. I was impressed with how the company was leveraging the power of their customers' social networks with their 3-for-free referral program, which provides up to $200 of free products every month to customers who simply referred 3 other customers to the free online wellness club. Plus, there were other things like the fitness and weight loss challenges resulting in hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash and prizes given away, which, as you know, were to incentivize customers to improve their health and fitness, and many other things that impressed me.
Yeah, I tell you what, I love seeing people transform their health, their fitness levels through those challenges. But let me ask you this. Earlier I mentioned that the second biggest reason that businesses fail is insufficient capital. Alan, what would you say to someone who doesn't have a lot of money to invest, yet they're excited about the possibilities of a joint venture with us?
Well, I'd say the good news is that for less than the cost of a weekend getaway, anyone can start their own business with Neolife, which is why I like to call it as you referred to earlier, the people's franchise. In my opinion, everyone listening to this podcast has the most historic opportunity available, the likes of which this industry has never seen before, nor is likely ever to see again. Why do I say this? Because we have the stability, the security, and the track record of a highly respected 60-year-old company with a global platform in over 50 countries. Yet on the flip side, we have a first mover's advantage with the look, the feel, and the buzz of an exciting new startup. I couldn't help but get involved when I realized that this presented an opportunity for the average person to succeed in business and secure their family's financial future.
Well, I have to ask you, Alan, what would you say to someone who thinks, well, this sounds great for you, you know, as a former CEO, but they may question their own ability to succeed at this business?
Sure. Well, the thing that I get excited about, and I know you do too, is seeing people from all walks of life using our system and succeeding. People such as medical doctors, teachers, pilots, stay-at-home parents, construction workers, minimum wage workers, even students. Our 90-day success teams provide a proven blueprint for success. The reality is that with a smartphone and all the tools, apps, training, and support that we provide, anyone can build as large a business as they desire. A person is only limited by their vision and their willingness to take the actions necessary to follow our proven system.
Thank you, Alan. I agree with you. I sure appreciate you joining us and sharing some of your experience with our listeners.
My pleasure, Josh. Thank you for having me.
Our privilege. Well, listen, as we wrap up, I want to address our listeners. As we've learned over the last few minutes, this company really has redefined the world of business startups by making business ownership accessible to anyone who has a dream, is coachable, and of course, willing to follow a proven success system. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to get back to the person who thought enough of you to share this podcast and let them know which of the three following options most interest you. First, you're ready to launch your own business startup right away following our proven success system. In this case, I'd suggest you choose the Senior Manager Business Startup Kit, and don't forget to select a health pack to protect your health. The second option would be you're not interested in building a business, but you'd like to try one of our health packs with an unconditional money-back guarantee. By the way, I should mention that after growing up on these products and witnessing them turn my own mother's health around 24 years ago, I'm confident you'll be glad you did as well. The third option would be to say, you know, the timing just isn't right for me to pursue a second source of income to create a better future, and perhaps you don't see the value of investing in your health. I imagine the person who invited you will naturally be disappointed that you're missing out on these great products and the chance to partner with you, but I trust they'll totally respect your decision. In closing, I want to thank you for your time. And if you decided to take the first step to designing your own future with a business startup of your own, I look forward to seeing you on your first training call. God bless, and I wish the very best to both you and your family. All right, folks. Well, that's it. I'm eager to just in a moment to unlock the lines and get your response. But first, let me let you know how you can access the tool. You can, two options you have. You can go to NeoLife Podcast. If you don't know how to download that on your phone, simply ask a friend. Guarantee you have a friend, maybe a child, a grandchild who can help you out with that. Or you can also, that's a great way to do it. You can share it right there and play around with it, the podcast. You'll see a little box with a little up arrow, and that's where you share, and you can choose email, text, however you want to share it. Click of a button, that easy. Or you can log into the back office, you can click on tools, and you can click on business, and right there under tools, tools, and then audio, I apologize, you log into your back office, click on tools, and then underneath the tools, you'll see another sub-bar there, a little gray bar, and in that gray bar is audio, among other options. Click on audio, and then under the audio, you'll see product audios and business. Click on business. It says discover how an international company based in Silicon Valley is literally redefining the world of startups by making business ownership more accessible. Click on that, and then it'll pop up a player window, And right there, there's a share button. We want to make this really easy. From right there, you can share the audio, text it, email it, however you want, with those prospects. And you'll want to actually save that link on your cell phone so that you could even share it that way. Just copy and paste the link, send it to somebody. It's that easy. That easy. Okay, now I also want to remind you just of a quote that literally changed my life. It changed the way I viewed business. It changed the way I viewed nonprofits, ministry, the chance to make an impact with my life. And the quote, in fact, I've changed it. There's the way I'll tell you the way I learned it and then the way I like to share it, but both ways are great. But the first way I learned it was, wealth is hidden from those who must do it all themselves, yet wealth exposes itself to those who are patient enough to train others. Now, the need is so great in the marketplace. I wish every one of you wealth as you go out there and share this gift of health, these tools that we have to help end the trend of chronic disease in North America. You know, if we are successful, you should create a lot of wealth. But, you know, there's something even more important to me than wealth, as great as that can be, as incredible of a tool as that can be, to be a blessing to others and take care of your family and all the things that can provide. But there's something that I wish for every single person with a pulse on this planet, and that is to live a life of impact. And so I like to even translate that quote to say, impact is hidden from those who must try to do it all themselves. That means, I said earlier, you only have 24 hours in a day, only. But yet impact, a life of maximum impact, is revealed to those who are patient enough to slow down, go to that gas station, walk up to that person, step beyond your fears, enlarge your comfort zone, as my mother likes to say it. Josh, it's not just, you know, it's not just, I used to say, well, anyway, she helped me say that, enlarge your comfort zone. Enlarge it. Because every time you do it, you enlarge the comfort zone. So instead of stepping outside your comfort zone, you're enlarging it. So I want to encourage, and as you do that, you're going to maximize your impact. And I'm excited to see you in Achievers Club. Many of you are on this call. You may not even have a first promoter this month, but you're going to go out and share this audio, and you're going to get in there in the top 20. You're going to take that spot from somebody else, and competition is an awesome thing. When we encourage each other to be our best, we're sharpening each other to be our very best and together to make the greatest impact. And the real competition is we're going to become number one in this industry. And we'll have more tools, more resources coming out, but here's the tool you have right now to go out there and do it. And I want to thank Kendra and her vision to redefine the world of startups. And I love her passion that she talks about those two things. Number one, a product that people need and offering superior products, and she's committed to that. And that's the first thing I wanted to know about her, is she is absolutely committed to making sure that we remain, you know, a company that offers superior products in the marketplace. So with that, we need to go out there and do our part to build the business and bring business builders on board. So I want to thank Kendra for that and her vision. And I do want to, the last thing I want to say is the tickets, the email offering half price tickets to convention, it's landed in your inbox as we were watching that recording. So take advantage of that right away. Click on that link. Take care of your team. You're going to have 1 week to get the word out throughout your organization. And if the deadline for that is going to be midnight, 1 week from today. All right, I'm going to unlock the lines and let us all say goodnight. And curious to get your back.
Press 1 to mute all participants and disallow unmute. Press 2 to mute all participants and enable unmute.
All right, so good night, everyone. Good night from Fremont here, International Headquarters. And are you excited about using the tool?
Good night,
Josh. Good night, guys.
Thank you.
Who's going to get out there and share the link? Are you going to share the link?
Yes.
I want to thank also, I want to thank Alan Blaine. I didn't say this, but Alan, thank you for taking the time to help out with that. And I know we're all grateful to have a story. It's better to share someone else's story. And Alan, I want to thank you for being willing to do that, to share your story to benefit all of us. Thank you for that. Thank you for your help. Thank you, everyone who's going to go out there and share and care and make a difference this week. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you. On the tour.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Josh. Thank you, Elaine. Josh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Nicole. Bye.
All right.
Bye. Josh. Thank you, Alan. Good night from Montreal.
Good night, Montreal. Good night, everyone. Over and out.
Night from Canada.
Good night, Canada.
Night from Eugene.
Good night, Eugene.
Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks for all you're doing.
Good night, Josh.
Good night.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
You sounded awesome, guys.
Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. All right, over and out.
This conference is muted. Callers may not unmute themselves.